The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Education, it's Professor Diane Manica.
I had to clear my mouth out because you brought so many goodies today.
I know.
Thank you. And yes, it's great to be here.
Great to have you here,
Thank
Diane.
You.
And please enjoy the bounty of the fall if we actually harvested chocolate around here.
Healthy chocolate.
Hey, dark chocolate is full of antioxidants.
And pomegranate seeds. Mm-hmm. I mean,
It is true. It's, what is it, Charlie Brown style, where they have popcorn, jelly beans, and...
Toast.
Very well done, Dave. Very well done.
Toast.
It's a very, very funny show.
Don't draw any conclusions from that. But
I won't draw much today. I'm done drawing
for toast and two fried chickens. Professor Kendra Evans is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry. Now, which one of these have you liked the most, Kendra?
Ooh, it's a very tough... Yeah, somebody's rooting for Carmel, but I'm going to have to go with probably maybe the cherries, the dark chocolate-covered cherries.
Those are good.
Yeah, the almond bark might be a close second.
The caramels, you guys are way more adventurous than I am. I think it like fills my whole mouth. Like I can't talk for about a half hour after I eat one of those.
It could be problematic during the taping.
Could
be. Exactly.
So everybody take a bite, and I'll tell a story. That's the way it's going to work. Professor Dave Chow is with us as well from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always. How are things on the other side
Not too
of
bad.
Berkeley?
A little warm. Yeah, north
yeah,
side
is a little
warm. North side's a little warm.
It is a little warm.
Haven't done my leaves yet. You know, I'm not looking forward to that. That extra yard.
I got to get out the big ladder this weekend and do my gutters. So if you see my body twitching on the ground, or frankly, if I'm on the ground and not twitching, please.
No, Matt, the last couple of days, you know, we've also got two water, rain barrels in the backyard. They've frozen over now.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got to chip them out tonight.
Very interesting. That means I should bring the hose in.
Good. I'll wait. I'll just wait.
Professor Roy Finkenbein is here from the Department of History. Hey, Roy.
Hey, Matt. You know, last night I thought we were in for a bout of even worse weather, and then I realized I was watching something I DVR'd last week.
Wow, I wonder who's going to win the Detroit mayoral election tonight at
World
11 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Professor Dan Maggio has joined us as well. The Jolly Ranchers are pointing his way. What does that mean? What does it mean? You're the guy with the Jolly Ranchers.
I'm not a fan of Jolly Ranchers. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Why? Why not?
I don't know.
Is it because they take too long to eat?
I'm not a big fan of hard candy. At the curling club, we have candy dishes at
Okay.
And they have the miscellaneous mixture of candy, and inevitably, it ends up being
picked through
Jolly Ranchers. And everybody goes over, they poke around, and they go.
Is there a specific flavor that people avoid?
I think it's just all the Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Are you sure somebody didn't have like an accident, like throw a bunch of the Jolly Ranchers out on the ice one day and just cause trouble?
I'm not a big fan of hard candy. So.
Sure. It reminds me, actually, there was a nice meme going around right before Halloween. Did I mention this on our last show? It was just a picture, and above it, in all capitals, it said "evil." And when you looked at the picture, it was a bowl full of M&Ms and Skittles mixed together, and that was the size of it. I don't know if you can do the fruit and chocolate thing, unless it's Trader Joe's. There's your easy plug there, Trader Joe. Professor Chuck Hokett is here from Information Technology Services. What's up, Chuck?
Nothing.
I thought he had the caramel.
I'm with Kendra. They're all good.
Mm. Okay.
Stuff. But everything's going fine. It's November already.
Oh,
hooray!
Not even just November.
Mid-November.
Mid-November.
Is it why you're growing a mustache?
Is it Movember? This is Movember.
Oh, nice.
This is a Movember.
I'm going to mow my entire 30s.
See how that goes. Link can grow.
I have to grow.
He can just, he has to shave.
Yeah, mind you, Matt.
Like baseball, seventh inning stretch, he's got to shave.
See, okay, now Chuck, can you go mutton chops if you wanted to?
Oh. It'd take me a while.
Yeah, at least you can. I can't.
It'd be a while.
Ever.
It'd take me a while.
What is
all?
This?
Ever.
What is that? Is that like
mutton
on
chops.
The
side yeah, I can't do this ever. I will never get the Martin Van Buren look.
He's got a beard. Blinking.
Ambrose Burnside.
I can't take credit for it, but one of my buddies tweeted, "I'm just going to mow my entire 30s," and I was like, "That sounds like a good, that sounds like a good way to live one's life." But folks, let me tell you, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. Dear profs, it's been a short while since I submitted questions. I couldn't think of a topic to base the questions on. However, one evening while listening to your show, I was inspired by Professor Oljar's quips about philosophy, so I decided to write the attached trivia about philosophy and philosophers. Alan Ira of Woodland Hills, California. Name the 17th century Dutch rationalist who argued there's no such thing as free will. He wrote, "In the mind, there is no absolute or free will."
I have a feeling they're counting Spinoza as
Spinoza
Dutch.
As Dutch, which he is not. He was just there, right?
Well, no, I think he was born there.
Okay, okay. We'll take it. First name is Baruch. That's an awesome name, by the way.
Baruch. Baruch Spinoza. Awesome.
I'm sure his family emigrated from Spain.
What's the girl's name from... Oh, sorry.
Wow. Veruca.
Veruca.
Oh, Veruca Salt? Veruca,
yeah.
Yes. I want Willy Wonka? Feast. I want a bean feast. Define the term solipsism.
Solipsism.
That too.
Define both for extra credit.
Centered entirely upon oneself.
It's the view that I'm the only thing in the universe that exists.
I'm the only thing that counts.
Who wrote, "Sex without love is meaningless, but as far as meaningless experiences go, it's pretty damn good"?
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen.
That's what I was going to say.
Woody Allen. I figure it's got to be.
Why were we thinking of the same
thing? I don't know, because you and I probably have one spinal column.
I was thinking Sartre, so.
You know, our writer, Alan Ira, our listener, is supplying all of the primary references for all these questions.
Whoa,
by
way good.
Of URL. Impressive. So.
Which movie was that from?
Must have had senior
stuff. Actually, it's from brainyquote.com.
Oh,
Absolutely. Name the philosopher who was Bertrand Russell's godfather.
So it would have been early 19th.
It wasn't Alfred North Whitehead. They were contemporary.
Not Whitehead. This is from philosophybasics.com, by the way. Free
this
plug.
Is the basics.
I don't know, William James.
No pressure.
No pressure.
The basics.
No, Russell's godfather. Well, I'm thinking it would have been a Brit.
JSM.
John Stuart Mill.
John Stuart Mill.
Oh, really?
My hero.
Late in life.
Stuart Mill.
Name the 20th century philosopher who did not like to receive presents. This individual also believed corporations should not donate money to academics.
Ooh. Oh.
Are they counting Milton Friedman as a philosopher?
No.
Well, we've already got Woody Allen on the list.
I was going to go Paul Ryan. Much.
Von Hayek?
No. It's famous famous author. S.
Oh, Ayn Rand.
Yes. Do you know why she didn't like to get presents?
God only knows. She was a strange woman.
Bad return policies?
With horrible philosophy. Now, we've already talked about solipsism, so her philosophy is coming pretty close. Yeah.
She didn't like to receive gifts because she had great disdain for any form of altruism, is what it says here.
Yep, she did.
So, there you go.
Enlightened selfishness. Or unenlightened selfishness,
or unenlightened
depending
selfishness,
on your point of view.
Who wrote this quote? "Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of the heartless world, just as it is the spirit of a spiritless situation."
Sounds kind of Marxist.
It's Marx.
It's not, okay.
Oh. Absolutely. Critique.
Just before the opiate of the masses.
Right.
Oh, Groucho, right?
Yep. It says it was from Critique of Hegel's Philosophy of the Right. Does that make sense? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. The look on Beth's face.
Absolutely. I'm not sure Hegel would recognize it, but so.
It says Marx is quoted as saying or writing, "The criticism of religion is therefore in embryo, the criticism of that veil of tears of which religion is the halo. Marx underscore opium underscore people."
Wow.
Religion is the opiate of the masses.
That's right. Blinds you to class.
Sure. Sure. Who wrote, "True wisdom is knowing what you don't know"?
Socrates.
That's not what it says here. Eastern philosopher.
Oh.
Confucius.
Said it was Confucius here. Perhaps it was who said, and maybe that's a better way to put it. Instead of who wrote. Is that better?
How about who
said? Socrates didn't write anything. So.
Oh, well, I don't think Confucius. Well, maybe Confucius did.
We only have Plato's interpretation of what Socrates said.
Yes, that is true.
We have knowledge of him from other sources, but Plato's is the most accurate.
Okay. Thomas Hobbes describes the state of mankind as nasty, brutish,
solitary,
and short.
Poor, nasty, brutish,
and
short.
Short.
Name the full title of the book in which this quote appears.
Leviathan.
or the matter, form, and power of a commonwealth, ecclesiastical and civil.
Yeah, I just never call it that.
Yeah, wow. Leviathan is cool.
Leviathan is how it's usually referred to.
I think that was my candidate statement.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Name a philosopher who died in 1776. Same name as a famous UDM philosopher. Yes, David Hume was his name. Absolutely. Which political philosopher authored this book, The Origins of Totalitarianism?
Hannah Arendt.
Arendt, that's right. Very well done. Every single one of them correct. So I'm afraid you get 0 points. All right, so we have another set of questions here. Dear profs, as promised, here's a set of questions for you based around the holiday of Thanksgiving. I hope that you'll use them for your show, and I sincerely wish each and every one of the profs the very best for the holiday season. We're glad you're wishing us that now, since we all know it started the weekend before Halloween. Lara Benson, Missoula, Montana. So let's see what Lara's got cooking for us, no pun intended, about Thanksgiving.
Gravy.
Oh, no. Here's hoping.
Whoa, gravy.
What U.S. president once declared Thanksgiving as a monarchical practice? It says monarchical practice? As in that of a monarch?
King?
Which U.S. president declared Thanksgiving a monarchical practice?
Okay.
One of the earlier ones.
I'll say Washington.
Yeah, it was Washington. Yeah,
a little bit further on.
Jefferson?
Jefferson. That's good. Leapfrogged him. Yeah, I'm guessing that there may have been a perspective there about Thanksgiving would have been to thank the monarch instead of thank God and people. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Very interesting. Why did Abraham Lincoln declare 2 separate Thanksgivings?
Too many turkeys?
He also cared about the Canadians?
You know, that would make a lot of sense.
Could it be because of the war that they had to give people an opportunity to celebrate?
You know, I'm giving it to you, partial credit style. It said he set aside August 6th to honor Union victories at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, and the traditional November 26th was for fruitful fields and healthful skies, is what it says. So,
okay.
Healthful? You know, hey, if you don't have healthful skies, I don't know what's going on, man. What retailer held the very first Thanksgiving Day parade?
Macy's.
It wasn't Macy's.
No.
Marshall Fields.
Hudson's. Was it Marshall Fields? No, no. You know, I was hoping it would be Hudson's, but I do believe they were a healthy number 2.
Oh, darn.
You know.
Was it Dallas?
No, it was in New York.
Schwartz?
Nope.
Woolworth?
Montgomery
Let's
Ward.
Just say that was a good guess to say Macy's because they do the same parade now because they basically swallowed this retailer whole. They bought them out and took everything. Do you guys remember what it is?
Who else did they buy?
Do you guys know your history of departments?
No.
If the guy from Medicine Hat gets this right, hold
on.
You all
It was on the Miracle on 34th
Street. I never saw it.
You never,
was Macy's, I thought.
No. Who's the competitor to Macy's?
It starts with a capital G.
Gimbel's.
Gimbel's is the name of the store. Yes.
Because remember, Santa Claus in that store would recommend go down the block and get a better price there. Yeah, and
I think I'm going to make a point this Christmas of watching that movie.
I've still never seen it myself.
It's only on 100 times through the holidays.
I know, but you see, I'm busy watching Christmas Story.
Or you
and Elf.
Elf is good.
Or you could be like Beth watching Die Hard.
I love the Christmas Story.
I can't watch it anymore. Why? I watched it too many times per week when I was in second grade.
I just leave it on. It's on all the time. Uh-huh. Then I kind of just sit down, I watch a little bit, then I go away.
You know, Matt knows this, Professor Mayo. I can't watch things that hurt my heart. That movie is like 100% heart hurting. There's like nothing positive in the entire movie.
I beg your pardon. The Chinese restaurant scene is wonderful.
Yeah.
I loved it.
In
Christmas
Story,
he almost shoots his eye out.
It has some of the greatest lines in the world.
Yeah, that's what I recall. That's true. It should be valued.
The soap poisoning scene is a little frightening. But
yes. And for its lamp.
Changes the tire.
Yesterday, I was talking with a colleague on the third floor who unwittingly confused It's a Wonderful Life with It's a Beautiful Life.
Oh.
And I'm trying to figure out where these Nazis come in.
I suppose World War II was involved. Professor Chow, I think you might have to recuse yourself. In what month is Canadian Thanksgiving?
October.
Yes.
Which this year, wasn't that the basis, as I understand it, for our fall break?
Oh, that's right.
It's Columbus Day. Right.
Yeah. In what month is Thanksgiving celebrated in Liberia?
Liberia.
July.
It is not July. However, we've narrowed it down to 11 possible months.
11 more to go.
It's very interesting. It's on the first Thursday of this month.
Hmm.
Not the last, March? Like it is in our...
November?
It is November. Yeah, November. It's November.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. November? Where would one find a snood around the time of Thanksgiving? S-N-O-O-D.
Is this that video game?
No.
Yeah, wait,
because there is a video game called
it
Snoods.
It holds a hair up.
No, snood.
No, this is like one of those Henway questions, is it?
You
know, what's a Henway?
About 3 pounds.
Yeah.
No, no.
A snood.
I just remember, now, wasn't that the name of one of Edgar Bergen's...
Mortimer Snurd.
Mortimer Snurd is what I'm thinking of.
Snurd,
okay.
Snood.
Snurd.
I tried. I had everything with the vowel sound.
The beginning and the end.
Well, there's pretty much the universal symbol of Thanksgiving is...
Turkey.
So what do you think a snood has to do with a turkey?
Feathers?
Yeah.
When you put it over his head when you kill him.
No, that's a hood.
No. A snood is the fleshy thing that hangs off of his beak.
Yeah. What Chuck's doing.
Yeah, that thing.
His necktie.
You know what I'm talking about.
You know, if you guys could see what Chuck is doing, you'd know.
Full credit. There's a reason that this is radio.
If they only knew what we look like.
Great.
What is a baby turkey commonly called?
Delicious.
Really? Can you have baby turkey?
I don't know.
A kid?
Starts with the letter P.
Pup?
Not a pup. However, it's rooted in just general fowl language.
Which fowl?
F-O-W-L. No, it's called a poult. P-O-U-L-T from the French.
From poultry.
What U.S. holiday is reckoned exactly the same as Canadian Thanksgiving?
Columbus Day.
How many people attended the first Thanksgiving dinner in 1621? We can split this down the middle and try pilgrims and Indians, or settlers and...
I didn't know the Ticketmaster...
yeah, you know? You can tell because they're still paying for the service charges. How many people... I mean, try to guess how many people altogether you
16.
Think. No.
30.
No, it was over 100.
Oh,
okay. I was just going to say
100. It was a party.
So if I told you it was over 100, how many Native Americans and how many settlers were there? European settlers.
Probably 100 European settlers and 30 Indians.
If you swap it, you're almost exactly right. There were way more Native Americans that were there.
Interesting.
Yep.
And did they take down names?
Was it a potluck?
This sounds like there's an old Buck Owens song with something to the effect, novelty song, something to the effect of Hopalong Cassidy, Buffalo Bill, Jesse James, and 300 Indians, but I can't remember their names.
Yeah, exactly.
We need Jim Tubbs to help you sing along, that's all.
Oh my gosh. Who was the first U.S. president who has pardoned a turkey? From, courtesy of the National Turkey Federation.
Oh, I was going to say Gerald Ford for Nixon, but oh.
Yeah. Well, they turkeys.
Apparently it's an official pardon that's kind of depressing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it has to be a newer one.
It is a newer president.
It can't be something newer. So silly in the history. There's no way.
No, it was not President Clinton.
Carter.
Reagan.
It was President Reagan.
Oh, yeah, yes. Reagan.
It was a tradition that may have started with JFK. Upon getting a present of 3, he said, "We'll let this one live." And then Reagan sort of took it from there. While we think about that interesting factoid, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Get those bells. Yes. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. On location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. All right. That's right. It's the first academic theme park in North America, and I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello.
And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Hmm. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win in a games, too.
You can do that. You can do that. Oh, we're passing the casino. Let's look at the casino.
You can win so many student credit hours and profit points in there. It's unbelievable. Step right up. Spin the wheel. Come out with 32 hours in religious studies.
We are back with some wonderful questions from Laura Benson in Missoula, Montana, regarding what a wonderful holiday Thanksgiving is. Food, possibly a winning Lions season, and we're ready for everything in Detroit. And that's a great segue because what ceremonial act does the mayor of Detroit do at the conclusion of the Detroit Thanksgiving parade?
Give Santa the key to the city.
The key to the city.
And the hearts of all the young children.
Yes, we kind of try to block out the one interpretation of that and say, Santa, you can have the key. Yes, it used to be to the doors of all Metro Detroit houses, and now it's to the hearts of the children.
And the modern twist is the governor gives the keys to a financial manager.
Nice.
And if there's a door left.
So this year, Dave Bing will give the key to Kevin Orr, who will give the key to Santa Claus. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to the parade this year. I'm fingers crossed that it'll be good weather.
Where are you
going to
park, man?
My kids will... Yeah, that's the question. You know, it's we're always afraid of a baby meltdown morning of, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, I mean, you know, we used to park cars at CCS.
Oh, yeah, sure. These,
you know, Santa Claus used to get the keys in front of the DIA.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep. Right. And now it's down by...
Hart Plaza.
Hart Plaza.
But it starts at the DIA area because they line up behind the school, the parade. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you get to see the, you know, floats early.
Two NFL teams play football every Thanksgiving, although not against each other.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys. Dallas, okay. You got it. And for the record, the Cowboys is a newer tradition.
And where was the first NFL Thanksgiving game played?
On the campus of the University of Detroit.
Mercy.
Yes.
Oh, University of
absolutely.
Detroit. Then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who played?
You know, the Lions.
The Lions.
They won the not really Super Bowl that year. What is the Monday immediately following Thanksgiving commonly called?
Recovery.
No, it's
Monday.
Internet Buying Monday, yes. But it's not called that.
It is called something.
It's called Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. And just to show you how the weekend is blossoming, you know, Sunday's only a day away from getting some other kind of designation. We have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the Saturday in between is called, you should know this because it's important.
What?
Football day.
This isn't a question, but I'm asking it on the side.
There's a designation for that Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
Return it is Saturday?
Small Business Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Support
you're right.
Local businesses. Support local businesses.
So now they're opening up earlier on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. On Thanksgiving.
I'm thinking turkey leftover Sunday.
That sounds good, too.
I will not go.
I don't go out on Black
like
Friday.
Sofa
either.
Saturday.
Sofa. Oh, I go on.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Tryptophan weekend.
On Thanksgiving, or the equivalent, in Japan, they commemorate something very specific, and it's not the harvest. What is it?
Godzilla.
No.
Oh, no. End of the war?
Nope. That's a good guess, but no, that's not what it is here.
What would you be thankful for?
The Emperor?
A new iPhone?
We have a national holiday in America to celebrate this that's usually very early in September.
Labor Day.
It's their version of Labor Day, yes. What U.S. city was the first to describe the day after Thanksgiving as Black Friday? So the first place locally that would have had special sales and try to get people to shop for Christmas.
Locally in Detroit?
Like that. No, first city, U.S. city to describe that day. It wasn't New York. It's out in New England-ish.
Boston.
Nope.
Bangor, Maine.
No.
Providence.
Oh, you're messing up Black Friday with it.
Oh. Would it be in Jersey somewhere?
Nope.
That's how about New England?
Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Yep, Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought he said New England.
That doesn't qualify?
Not really.
Shows how Midwestern I am. Bonus questions for the profs. Uh-oh. If you've got time to squeeze them in, of course we do.
Of course we do. Right.
We'll make room.
First question, we'll start with Chuck. Mashed potatoes or yams?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Yams.
Oh, mashed potatoes with gravy? Do I get that choice too?
Sure.
I'll take the gravy.
We'll spring for the gravy.
I'll take the gravy.
I'll take the gravy group.
Kendra.
Definitely yams.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay. Yeah, we were never a mashed potato family. We were a yam family. Oh, so
we do both. So, I mean.
Really? One more bonus question, and we'll bounce it back towards Diane this time. What was your fondest Thanksgiving memory and why? Think about this one.
Yeah.
Anybody can start.
Probably the first time I tried to cook a turkey.
Why is that?
I was not successful.
Was the fire department involved?
We had to dig around. No, it just never cooked all the way through till about midnight.
Oh, my.
But we had a wonderful time because I had a honey baked ham also.
Okay. Backup.
That was cooked.
Backups.
The backup.
Backup.
Yeah. Nice.
KFC.
Hmm. Kendra.
Yeah, I don't know how you could ever pick that, but I will say one Thanksgiving that stands out, I recall coming home from school and just like on the way home, there was suddenly this huge blizzard. I lived in Omaha at the time. Huge blizzard, and you know, it was like the perfect time to get snowed in because it was like, you're not going to go anywhere for a few days. Mm. And it was beautiful.
Nice.
See, we usually watch the football game and then eat too. Actually, I think, there was one, you know, at our Thanksgiving, you know, we'll occasionally prepare like a whitefish, you know, just, you know, as opposed to having a ham, we have whitefish for backup. Somehow it got between my dad and myself. We finished off the whitefish. We never touched the turkey.
But what about the turducken?
No, turducken. Never.
Fish. Or the, what was the thing that Marie made on Everybody Loves Raymond? The
tofurkey?
Tofurkey, yeah.
Tofurkey.
Tofu turkey. Yikes. Dan. Oh, I'm sorry. Roy. No.
Was there a Thanksgiving in which the Lions won?
Yes.
That would be it. You might be having a happy Thanksgiving, Roy.
Dan?
I don't know. Just any, I mean, Thanksgiving, my mom's turkey. But a couple years ago, I don't go home anymore for Thanksgiving. So I stayed up here and had dinner at my friend Michael's house. And he had, there were about like 11 people there.
Mm.
He had every kind of food you could imagine. It was really nice to hang out for
a couple hours.
No, he did not. But he's Lebanese, so he had lots of Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay.
And turkey. Yeah. Sure. So turkey tabbouleh, come on, goes together, I guess.
That's pretty nice. Chuck.
I have to say, getting up early, going to the parade. Getting up early, you know, when you're younger, parade. It's like dark. Yeah. Dark, you know, early four, and then going to the parade and coming home. And as you get older, to enjoy the food better. The leftovers.
The leftovers.
8 o'clock meal.
Turkey casserole.
Turkey dressing at 8 o'clock at night. You know what I'm saying?
About the time my turkey got cooked.
Deep fried
turkey.
What about you, Matt?
You know, it's funny that you bring it up that way because I remember being younger. I have two siblings who are younger than I am by 3 years spaced out. And we would wake up early and, you know, I'm kind of rubbing my hands together as a youngin' going, oh, we're going to the parade, until the year when I got old enough to help my dad. And it was the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm like, is there a different parade this year? He's like, help me. We got to fill the tub up with tepid water and start defrosting this thing. And I'm like, you know, bringing this giant turkey down the hallway. And my mom did two turkeys 1 year because we had so many people coming over. So we had to use the tub to do the 24-hour defrost from early in the morning. Pretty crazy stuff. We will talk to you at our next engagement. But now we have to say goodbye, Professor Manica.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Have a wonderful week.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Finkenbein.
Have a wonderful life.
Professor Maggio.
Oh. Ciao.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, Professor Hokett.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.